is today all about for you. Conversation, promises of good health. Somebody asked me over the weekend, Jennifer, how I was. I said I was happy and healthy, thank you. And she looked at me and she smiled and said, that's the way we all need to be. So hopefully,
you didn't say you were happy, healthy, and wise, though.
I'll do that next time. Thank you. Or I'll leave that to you. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, overviewing the history of the weekend and what this day is all about. It's President's Day. So maybe we'll have a little review of some of what my favorite president, President Lincoln, had to say. Meanwhile, Whitney Houston was laid to rest. Will this... Oh, my God. Let's get rid of this.
I washed the whole thing. Yeah, and it was 4 hours, Doug. Amazing. I don't know what got into me. It just sucked me in. And I cried even a few times.
Really?
Gosh, I'm a sucker.
1,500 people in the church. Mariah Carey, Tyler Perry, Jennifer Hudson,
Oprah.
New Hope Baptist Church, Clive Davis, Kevin Costner, Dionne Warwick, Stevie Wonder, Alicia Keys, the drama with Bobby Brown. I was trying to figure that out. He was asked to move three times. What in the world? This guy is... but Aretha didn't show up, right?
Aretha didn't show up, which I thought was kind of interesting. She said that she had leg spasms. She's been performing a lot lately, and she said that she had leg and foot spasms, and so she decided she wasn't going to come for the funeral, but that, of course, you know, she was sad she missed it, but yet she performed that night at Radio City Music Hall.
Oh, she dissed Whitney.
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
I mean, this is her goddaughter. I don't know. I thought it was very weird. She performed at Radio City Music Hall and did a little tribute to Whitney at that time. But still, I thought it was odd that she didn't show up.
Do we think the tributes have been over the top? 800-510-8255. Enough already with all of this stuff. She looked like a goddess. She sounded like a goddess. This is like Mee-Haw. Remember Hee-Haw? This is Mee-Haw. And the songs that she brought to us, like The Greatest Love of All, wonderful music. Great.
See, I think I realized what it was.
Already.
I realized, and I was talking about this with my parents, it depends on who was your person. I mean, think about it. I didn't feel so upset when Michael Jackson died, although I thought he was a great artist.
Yeah.
I am upset with Whitney because I grew up with Whitney. I loved her, loved her. I looked up to her a lot when I was a kid. Same thing with Elvis. We know Elvis died of substance abuse.
Why did you look up to her?
Why? Because I loved her voice, and she was very popular when I was at an influential age, a lot like Cyndi Lauper. I looked up to Cyndi Lauper, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we have Bobby Christina.
Yes.
And the daughter who was on drugs, apparently, in the...
Apparently, the family's going to send her to rehab soon. They wanted to give her a few days after the funeral to kind of, you know, grieve and do her thing, but they're going to encourage her to go to rehab. What I think is interesting is they're acting like she's under 18. Every report I see, it looks like she's under control by Whitney's family, by Whitney's mom, Sissy, but she's over 18, so I don't think you can force someone over 18 to go to rehab. And the other thing that's kind of interesting, going back to Bobby Brown, is that he's been battling with Whitney's family overseeing Bobby Christina. Again, she's over 18, so what's the battle here? Is it that she doesn't want to see him? I think there's more to that story than we're hearing about.
So he performed that night with the new edition.
He came to the funeral.
Yeah, and then he went up.
So weird. He showed up at the funeral. He came with 9 people. He was only asked to bring 2, so he had enough seats for 3. He wanted to sit with Bobby Christina, and he wanted all 9 people to sit with him. And so the family said, no, no, no. Then he
what
said
does he
wanted,
need 9 people with him? I mean, what is
because
he
has an entourage, because he's Bobby Brown. And then he said he wanted to speak at the funeral, and they said, no, we've already got the program. So he got upset, and he left.
Yeah.
And not before the Reverend Al Sharpton could go and try to calm him down. And instead of just doing something good, then he goes to Twitter and said, I tried to calm Bobby down, but I couldn't. So, you know, once
all
again,
a bunch
has,
of, you know, the $3 bill. It's all a bunch of phonies getting involved in
the Reverend on Twitter.
And now we have this guy, Ray J. So who
is
supposedly a boyfriend of hers? At least that's what he's saying, so he can get in on the action, I guess.
Ray J, if you don't know, is Brandy's younger brother. And
Brandy
he was
who?
Also...
Brandy J?
Oh, no. Just Brandy, the singer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Dougie, we have to have a lesson someday.
Yeah, right.
And then Ray, he also is the other half of the Kim Kardashian sex tape, the one that made her famous. Ray J.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
And they had a unique friendship. which some people say they were dating, other people say they were just close, but he was really upset. He lunged towards her coffin at the end, and
these people need to get a life. 800-5, do I sound, at this point, I am really tired of all of this. It's over the top. So we've had a week of it. We've actually had 10 days of it.
I think it's over now. I mean, I think you're going to see tributes on TV and stuff for a little while, but I think this part, the dramatic part, hopefully will be over.
Right.
Unless Bobby Christina goes to rehab, and then you're in for a whole new round of things, I think.
TMZ says that she visited 3 doctors for a sore throat. She was prescribed amoxicillin, which was found in the hotel room. She went to the dentist twice to have her teeth whitened and cleaned.
Because she was doing a commercial for some reason. She was going to record a commercial.
Right.
So she was trying to get teeth whitening.
The TMZ report says she was not attempting to get drugs from the doctors. But Radar Online said that 2 weeks before her death, she went to a doctor because she wanted a facelift.
Mm-hmm. And the doctor wouldn't perform the surgery because of the health of her liver, her heart.
Lungs.
She wasn't in good, wasn't in good shape for that.
Yeah.
But I also had heard that she realized that she had fallen off the wagon, that she hadn't started doing the hard stuff, but she was drinking, and she kept telling people she was going to go back to rehab after the Grammys.
Bring her daughter with her.
Oof.
All right, so have we had enough of this? Does it bother you that I'm tired of it?
No.
I just think we've
But I think you, the only other thing that is an interesting topic for discussion is Chris Christie lowering the flag in New Jersey. People were really upset about that.
So that's the question. Put it up on Facebook.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. I remember hearing some of that discussion on, I think, Saturday. I was driving around. Yeah, that actually is pretty good. She was from New Jersey originally, so he ordered the flags at half-mast.
Right, the New Jersey flag. I think a lot of people think that he had the power to lower the American flag. Which
it was the state flags. Yeah, right,
state flag, which who cares? That's fine.
800-510-8255. Our poll over the weekend, which singer's passing has had the greatest impact on you? Our audience said Elvis's death, 33%. Second on that list, 26%, John Lennon. 15% said Whitney Houston. 14% said these are all sad. 13% said Michael Jackson. Okay. But enough on it already, I think. I hope this is... I mean, again, it's not that I'm not. I don't have to apologize. I feel that there are more important things for us to be discussing. For example, how are you doing with your tax return? TurboTax would like to help you out in a couple of different ways. First of all, they'd like you to enter a contest that's highlighted behind the TurboTax logo at DougStefan.com. And when you go to click on the TurboTax logo, you'll find out how to enter to win a brand new laptop computer. And not only do you get the computer, but the TurboTax Premier preparation software is included on the laptop. That's pretty cool. And there are other 20 or so other prizes that are cool that you can qualify for as well. TurboTax. Check out the logo. Click on it at DougStefan.com for the brand new laptop computer. At TurboTax, they give you step-by-step guidance to get you the maximum refund. This whole thing will end on the 4th of March, so you ought to go check it out now. If you want to enter, get all the official rules, visit DougStefan.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have 3 qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
800-510-8255. It is President's Day. You have special plans for today. Let's see. Schools are closed. Banks are, this is really a federal holiday. No mail. What else doesn't have? All the stores are open. You can buy a new car.
The places I work. Everything's closed except the two places I work.
Right, exactly. Got to get some business done here. So under the circumstances, special plans would include, according to our poll today at DougStephan.com, going to a museum, visiting monuments, attending a special event, going shopping, or is it just another work day for you? I'm guessing that for a lot of you, it's probably about a 50-50 deal, I'm guessing. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think people that work in desk jobs are probably working today, but government, school, they should go to the presidential library in their area. That would be kind of a cool thing to do.
Yeah, it would be. There's one that I've always wanted to go to. The Nixon Library is Whittier, California. I've driven past it a couple of times, but I stopped in there.
I'm very close to the Reagan Library, and I've never been, and that annoys me. I've got to get over there someday.
So maybe you and I should take a trip over there.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. We are actually the official observance today is to honor George Washington, whose birthday actually is February 22nd, and Abraham Lincoln, whose birthday is February 12th. So the fact that the two arguably most impactful presidents, other than FDR, or at least outwardly speaking, were both born in February. The one thing is Abraham Lincoln was on the cusp. He's actually a Piscean.
No, Abe Lincoln's an Aquarius.
No.
Like your co-host, George Washington is a Piscean.
No, February 22nd.
Yeah, you said Abe Lincoln.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Oh, right. Sorry about that. Yes. George Washington, yes. Far be it for me to argue with Jennifer. You're right. George Washington is the Piscean and Abraham Lincoln is the Aquarian.
But they're all February babies like your outstanding co-host, Jennifer Horn.
Ah, okay. So this is all about Jennifer. Very sweet, Jennifer. Yeah, I get that. All right, so what do you think is the appropriate way to spend your time today? Another good Facebook question. Jennifer's following all that stuff. You can check it out at facebook.com/Good Day Show. You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Out some of the pictures of our most famous presidents at DougStephan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption.
absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
He's so conservative.
That's bad, that's bad.
He is so conservative, he won't even use a weed whacker. That's how conservative. Rick Santorum is so conservative, after his last colonoscopy, he went to confession. That's how bad. He is so conservative, he thinks male bankers should only screw over female customers. That's how bad. He is so conservative, he won't even go to Home Depot to get wood.
Wow.
He is so conservative, he won't even acknowledge the planet Uranus. That's
Hey, guys, this Monday is President's Day. You guys psyched? Yeah. I plan to spend the day reading up on our presidents and reflecting on the impact that they had on our nation. I'm just kidding. I'm going to watch Teen Mom Marathon on MTV. But still, the presidents would have wanted it that way.
Do you think Kim Kardashian and her ex, Reggie Bush, are reportedly dating again?
Ooh!
Yeah, I don't give a rat's either. But insiders are saying that the two decided to rekindle their romance because that's what it says in the script.
Very good. Are you saying that reality television isn't real? That's exactly what I'm saying. Are you saying that reality television is just television that's acted by people who are not actors?
Yeah.
Right. So if a little fun. Jay was a little risque there. Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon and Colin Ferguson. Colin?
Craig.
No, Craig. Where would Colin, where'd that come from?
I don't know. Colin's a good name, though.
Yes.
Ooh, got a little cough. You're all excited. Yeah.
I have a little congestion. We figured out what was going on. All of the sneezing this weekend at Heidelberg, I think, came from some kind of new cleaner that they're using to clean the rugs in the buildings. There were a number of us who were sneezing, started sneezing. I started sneezing when I got there. What was it, Wednesday night? I was in the studio there on the campus, and then on the grounds and all the buildings, it was just all of the buildings that have new carpeting in them, everybody was sneezing. So there's got to be some kind of a cleaner thing, wouldn't you think? What else would it be?
Got to be.
Yeah. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program, the issues of the day, the news that Lindsay Lohan is going to host Saturday Night Live. One wonders whether, I mean, and again, much ado about nothing in my book.
Well,
but
not necessarily, because how she got the gig is kind of interesting, Dougie.
Yeah.
She actually called Lorne Michaels herself.
Really?
To book the hosting gig. I guess she's always thought of him as kind of a fatherly influence in her life.
Yeah.
And so with her community service coming to an end and she's trying to do a comeback, she called him up herself, asked him to consider her for the show again. They had a few conversations and then they settled on March 3rd. So she'll be back really soon doing SNL.
Yeah. What do we have for box office totals for the weekend? Anything exciting? I wondered how this war movie, which wasn't a war movie, the Reese Witherspoon.
This Means War. That only did $17.6 million. It came in at number five. Number one was Safe House, making $24 million. Yeah. The Vow was number two. Ghost Rider, Spirit of a Vengeance was three. Journey 2, The Mysterious Island was number four. This Means War, five. Star Wars Episode One in 3D was six. Chronicle 7, The Woman in Black, eight. The Secret World of Arrietty was nine. And The Grey was number 10.
All right. So
you know The Grey's only made $3 million? And that's only a Liam Neeson movie.
Yeah. Well, but it's not. It's too dark. Who wants to see bodies chewed up by wolves? Yeah. But the word
makes
of mouth
you feel better
stuff,
about your own life.
The top two this week were the ones that did well. The word of mouth on The Vow and on Safe House, obviously very good. And that's what continued. They did almost as well the second week as they did the first week.
Yeah, they did.
Both
actually.
Of them did. Yeah.
Yep.
And that's,
what
I think, word of mouth stuff. Coming up, the customers at the Beverly Hills Hilton want their money back. Maybe you can figure out why, but Jennifer will explain in the next half hour of Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Recently, the TSA announced they would expand a pre-screening program to make the airport security process a lot more efficient. It's called the Pre-Check Program. Qualified flyers go through an expedited security line without having to remove their shoes, their belts, their coats, or their laptops. But the big question is, who's qualified? Right now, it's officially open to frequent flyers who are already part of a trusted traveler program through Customs and Border Patrol. And now, if you're a mega frequent flyer on a participating airline's loyalty program, you may also be eligible. So what's the fine print? You can't know if you've been approved until you actually get to the airport and the TSA points you to a pre-check lane. Even those who are approved may still be subject to random or secondary screening. It's a step in the right direction for the TSA to finally use some common sense in who it screens and how they screen them. But don't expect to see any major changes in your airport experience. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
This was the Gulf's best tourism season in years.
All because so many people came to Louisiana.
They came to see us in Florida.
Make that Alabama.
Make that Mississippi.
Hi, this is Karen Sock from Biloxi, Mississippi.
This is Ron Hardy from Panama City, Florida.
Hey, this is Charles Zisler in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
This is Bill Kearney from New Orleans, Louisiana.
The best part of the Gulf is wherever you choose. And now's a great time to discover it.
This is a cordial invitation to visit the Gulf Coast this winter.
Brought to you by BP and all of us. Call the Gulf home.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Monday, the 20th of February's Doug Steffen Good Day program. A lot of hosts will not be in their usual chair. There will be repeats today and secondary hosts. We don't mess with any of that stuff.
No.
Jennifer and I are on the case. The case includes a discussion. Actually, Rick Santorum very much in the news because he's doing better among Republican primary voters or would-be voters, or at least that's the way it seems at the moment. I got Mitt Romney, according to some, on the ropes. My underscoring overview, is that sort of contradictory? My underscoring overview of this is that Rick Santorum is like Newt Gingrich when it comes to getting the women's vote. And I mean this in terms of the generality of what there is to deal with. I'm not people in the South, and I don't mean this to sound pejorative because there are a lot of people who listen to this program in the South, they don't get on the same page as those who are in the middle. I'm not saying there's not a judgment about what's right and wrong. It's just a judgment about how it is that some people have these views, the religious views and the political views, that aren't the mainstream. You can say they ought to be, and that's swell, but that doesn't mean people are going to listen, or you're going to convince them by browbeating them to think that you're smarter than they are, or that you have the right corner on the connection to God, or whatever the argument is. What I'm saying is when women go into the voting booth and they're all by themselves, they listen to Rick Santorum and his positions, and they are not going to vote for him. So you can be, you know, we got an out conservative, the next guy who's conservative. Those people don't win. Barack Obama didn't win because he was a liberal. Barack Obama won because he touched the nerves of people in the middle who were sick and tired of George Bush and his foolishness. And so now we have people who are sick and tired, I guess justifiably so, with Obama. And so where does that energy go? It isn't going to, they'll either vote not for Obama or they'll stay home. But if Rick Santorum becomes, I'm just saying, the same as Gingrich. It would be, as much as I like Ron Paul, it would be the same, well, I'm not sure, because Ron Paul's, the strange impact on the election is that Ron Paul's followers, most of them are between 18 and 30. I was at a couple of events, Jennifer at Heidelberg, where there were students, and I asked them how many in the room, how many people were going to support Rick, where to go?
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul, thank you. Da-dun, da-dun. And the hands went up in a surprise, and some of the profs, too, raised their hands. So one of the issues here, and we have the ladies from The View discussing it, is Rick Santorum's position on contraceptives. Let's eavesdrop.
Republican hopeful Rick Santorum is gaining a lot of ground in the polls, but he's on a defensive after a video surfaced of an interview that he did in 2006. Take a look.
From a governmental point of view, I support, the Title 10, I guess it is, and have voted for contraception. And although I don't think it works, I think it's harmful to women. I think it's harmful to our society to have a society that says that, you know, sex outside of marriage is something that should be encouraged or tolerated, particularly among the young. And I think it has, and we've seen very, very harmful long-term consequences to a society. So birth control to me enables that, and I don't think it's a healthy thing for our country.
How is it harmful to women to be to control your family size? I don't get how it's harmful. Does
Maybe
anyone
he's thinking
understand?
Psychologically? I'm just thinking one thing that I think is getting passed over here with what Rick Santorum said is that what he personally believes is not how he has governed. And actually, I think that's something that's incredible about Rick Santorum. Now, I have not gotten behind any one of the candidates on the Republican side yet, but this is something that I think Mitt Romney also has an example of as well. Like, their personal beliefs don't govern how they govern. I don't want someone to say, you know, I think this is wrong, so I'm going to make sure that there are mandates out there about it. I want that separation. I think he's been disciplined to separate in this instance.
Well, I don't trust him. If he were in a position of real power,
he's changing.
What do you say, Bob?
What is that based on?
Wait, Barbara.
Hello, Whoopi.
Hi, Bob.
What I don't understand is why this becomes, every 4 years, this whole issue of abortion becomes the biggest issue. We have economic problems. Mm-hmm. We have foreign policy problems. We are worried about Iran. Mm-hmm. We are worried about the Taliban. Right. We are trying to bring our servicemen and women home. Right. Every 4 years, abortion becomes the hugest situation, and people do not vote for it in the general election.
I think what's happening is we're starting to see more and more states, and I know this has got your hair in a bunch. More and more states are starting to do little things that are starting to affect women in ways that maybe are not the best ways to go about it.
All right. So what do you think, ladies? What's your position on this? Why would it be that anybody would... If I were a serious politician, Jennifer, I wouldn't want to say anything. Kind of like maybe the way I run the radio program, although, you know, sometimes you can't avoid some stuff that everybody...
But you try
somebody's
to
always
out of
offended
your
by
opinion.
Something. Right. But in this circumstance, I think that this, as the lady said, people don't vote this issue. Well, some women do, but they get a general tone. My daughter would vote this issue.
My mom too.
Yeah.
That was something my mom and I talked about over the weekend. She said, right. If Santorum's the candidate, how are you going to vote for him? You can't vote for him. He's going to set you back to the 1940s.
Well, the checks and balances in the system would probably check that. But when you look at, there's a story floating around today about, I think I mentioned it, I don't remember if I mentioned it here or the last hour, the fact that most women under 30 who are having children are having them out of wedlock.
Mm-hmm.
They decide to have children for whatever the reason, and they get to that time, and there are many of them in the ages 30 to 40. Who are having them out of, they either adopt them or they get pregnant one way or another. They just.
I will be quite honest with you. That's going to be an option for me if I don't, if for some reason there is not a relationship in my life. I'm getting older and I want a kid.
Yeah.
That's an option for me.
Yeah.
All and right. I think that I could absolutely do a good job at
and
that.
And Rick Santorum would say you were wrong.
He would. He would. Yeah. A lot of people would. Not just on that side of the fence.
Not me.
A lot of people on the other side of the fence would say I'm wrong too.
Right.
But, you know.
It's nobody's business.
We make our choices.
Nobody's business. The problem with Santorum and others of that ilk are that they stick their nose, and this is really why I like Ron Paul. What you do with your personal life is nobody's business. None of your business.
And I agree with you. But here's what I think about Rick Santorum. I think that in any candidate, the press is going to ask you a controversial question because they want to hear what your answer is going to be. And a good candidate will answer honestly, like Rick Santorum did. Does that mean that he's ever going to be able to overturn abortion rights? Does that ever, I mean, the people, the power of the people and the power of the Supreme Court will never allow
that
to happen.
That's like the food issue. You start telling people, that's why people are as upset as they are. You start telling people what they can can't eat. It's like telling people in charge of their, like Roe v. Wade, if that's ever overturned, that you will see a revolution on the streets in 15 seconds.
I don't buy Rick Santorum is dumb enough to try to do that. He's just telling somebody how he personally feels in his life. And
what he's doing is what Romney and the rest of them have done, is try to pander to those people on that side so they can get their vote. That's all it is. What the real issue for me today, Monday, February 20th, 2012, in addition to it being President's Day and something important going on with us, I think us collectively as a country, understanding the presidency, the price that we are paying for gasoline, for me, that's the number one issue today. How about you? 800-510-8255. Jeff's in Bedford, Virginia. What's the number one issue with you today, Jeff?
Oh, the number one issue to me today is the economy, jobs and the economy.
Yeah. Right. And that's how these guys are talking about that. Obama's still very vulnerable, although they're out there beating their chest. Well, look at these numbers. They've fixed the numbers. They've jazzed the numbers. Those government reports are bogus because they don't have the whole story. But the willing news media goes along, oh, look at this. Unemployment down to 8%. That's garbage. That's not the number. It all is reflective of who stopped on the other end getting benefits. It doesn't say what the correlation to having jobs and whether you're getting paid enough. How many people have three jobs? I know any number of people who have three jobs. So, you know, and then the Republicans are missing the boat, Jeff, on all of these things. They're too busy arguing with each other. Although it did serve, when you go back to the situation 4 years ago, when Hillary Clinton was on to Barack Obama about a lot of things, Hillary Clinton made a lot of sense, but she got pounded because the powers that be didn't want a woman in the White House. So it was that simple. That simple. That's how simple all of this stuff is. All right, Jeff. 800-510-8255. 16 before the hour on the Good Day program with Jeff.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bungling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
So here you are, stuck in rush hour traffic, thinking about your back pain. You know, if you'd used a Thermacare heat wrap this morning, it would still be working. That's because Thermacare is the only wrap with patented heat cells that penetrate deep to relax, soothe, and unlock tight muscles for up to 16 hours of relief. That's 8 hours while you wear it, and 8 more even after it's off. Can your patch say that? And you? You'd be sitting pretty all the way home. For up to 16 hours of back pain relief, try Thermacare. Use as directed.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-941-2406. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-941-2406. That's 1-800-941-2406. 1-800-941-2406.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap. No pressure. No cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
Doug Steffens, good day program at 13 and a half for the hour. Jennifer Horn. Doug, here's Carol Lee in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Hi, Carol Lee.
Hi. I just wanted to speak to you about saying that having babies out of wedlock was none of anybody else's business. It is very much people's business, everybody's business, because the people pay the taxes, and most of the babies born out of wedlock are on welfare.
I would challenge the notion that most babies born out of wedlock today may have been the case a number of years ago. I agree with you in that circumstance. But today, babies, the average woman under the age of 30 is having a baby out of wedlock. Jennifer, in your circle of friends who fit that description, are any of them on welfare?
No, but most of my friends all had babies within a marriage,
yeah,
I have
okay.
to say.
Yeah.
In Mississippi,
in Mississippi, right. In Mississippi, that may be the case. But under the circumstances, you don't legislate that kind of stuff. You educate. And that's the problem with these states that have all of these. There's no dealing with how the body works in school. The parents aren't dealing with how your body works. So the kids go out at 14, 15 years of age. They have sex because that's what they do. And especially these rural areas where there's nothing else to do, and they get pregnant, and they, duh, how did that happen?
Well, that is the main problem right there is learning at home.
Yeah.
Parents are living, of course, I have different views than you, but
it's okay.
Parents
we can have different
like
views.
Dogs, and that's why the kids don't do any better.
Say that again, the first part of that sentence I didn't hear.
I said the parents are living like dogs,
yeah.
And that's why
yeah. right.
kids
yep.
don't do any
Absolutely,
better.
You're right about that. We do actually not have much of a disagreement here, Carol Lee. Thanks for
okay.
your call. Here's Joe in Kingman, Arizona. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you for allowing me to be on.
Sure.
What I suggest, this is just an idea that I came up with, is that we tell the whole world that if you've got money to invest in companies or you're a big corporation or you're an individual with a lot of money, to come to America, invest your money. We won't tax you a penny on it, including American companies that have their money invested. The rich people, look, taxes. I would like to see. I'm not rich, believe me. I'm far from it. But I would certainly like to see all the rich people in America with lower taxes.
So they would invest. You have to, if you, maybe you, when you figure out a way, instead of all this jargon back and forth, the class warfare stuff, you figure out a way to get people who want to invest and have a tax enhancement. So it's not tax increases for everybody, only for the people who hoard the money and don't do something with it. I think that's what you're saying.
Well, it's not only that. We're Americans. We should be able to keep our own money that we earn anyway, no matter what.
Yeah,
and the government shouldn't be spending all the money they're spending in the first place.
Yep, you're right about that.
We need Ron Paul. We need somebody in there that's going to stop all this big government taking over.
Got it, Joe. Thank you. All right. Jennifer, the Hilton guests, when Whitney was there There seems to be a class action lawsuit bubbling here.
People are very upset. Yeah, many guests staying at the Beverly Hilton Hotel the day Whitney died claimed their stay was unbearable. Mm. And people who stayed on the fourth floor, especially, were all on lockdown. So now they're calling the hotel, asking for their money back, asking for discounts or something. And the hotel's cooperating at this point.
Good. That makes good sense. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Okay, we're going to pay very close attention to how this next few minutes goes, folks. Boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandmas.
Get out my pen and paper.
Yep. This is where you grade the operator. Better living and the focus on your technology. Shelley Palmer is here. Class action lawsuit against Apple's iPhone 4 antenna issues has been settled. You'll find out how that affects you in just a minute here on Good Day.
This was the Gulf's best tourism season in years.
All because so many people came to Louisiana.
They came to see us in Florida.
Make that Alabama.
Make that Mississippi.
Hi, this is Karen Sock from Biloxi, Mississippi.
This is Ron Hardy from Panama City, Florida.
Hey, this is Cheryl Zisman in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
This is Bill Kearney from New Orleans, Louisiana.
The best part of the Gulf is wherever you choose. And now's a great time to discover it.
This is a cordial invitation to visit the Gulf Coast this winter.
Brought to you by BP and all of us. Call the Gulf home.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Google bypassed security settings in Apple's Safari browser to track users with unwanted cookies. Safari blocks third-party cookies from being installed by default, but Google's workaround does it anyway. Google removed the offending code, but they should expect a call from the Federal Trade Commission. In other news, a class action lawsuit against Apple's iPhone 4 antenna issues has been settled. Starting April 30th, anyone in the United States who bought an iPhone 4 can receive $15 or a free bumper case. If you haven't already received a free bumper case, you'll be emailed to file a claim. And finally, after receiving much scrutiny from the public, Foxconn announced that it would raise employees' salaries up to 25%. The factory makes electronics for many major companies and has received years of complaints about how it treats over 1 million workers. For Doug Steffens Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
In honor of Black History Month, Macy's and the Romare Bearden Foundation celebrate the 100th birthday of the African-American artist, innovator, and visionary, Romare Bearden. Join us at select Macy's locations nationwide for inspiring events that showcase his artwork and celebrate his legacy. Check your local newspapers or visit Macy's.com/celebrate for locations and details. Join us as we celebrate Black History Month. That's the magic of Macy's.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Many more Americans are readjusting their thoughts of how they'll live out their retirement years. Brian Osage says it's a good time for you to plan for a more comfortable and secure retirement future, in fact.
The Employee Benefits Research Institute finds 27% of today's workforce are unsure if they'll have enough money to live comfortably throughout their retirement years. Prudential Retirement's president, Christine Marks, says now's the time to see if you're on the right track.
During America Saves Week, Prudential is encouraging workers to reduce your debt and to begin saving, even if it's just setting aside 1% of your pay through your employer's retirement plan and then increasing your savings as your income grows.
If you're already saving for retirement, Mark says now may be the time to increase your contributions.
People are often surprised to see where their current savings rate puts them financially by retirement age. That's why tools like Prudential's Retirement Income Calculator are helpful. It's a free app for your smartphone where anyone can fill in their age, salary, current savings, and calculate their estimated monthly retirement income and see where adjustments need to be made.
For more, log on to Prudential.com/retire. That's creating retirement security from Prudential.
All right, so at DougSteffen.com today, the story of a Minnesota man, Jennifer, who tried to sue his uncle for posting embarrassing pictures of him on Facebook. The court threw it out, suggesting he untag himself and get over it. That's the story. Check it out at DougSteffen.com today. Lots of info. President's Day, 59 past the hour.